Chapter 8. Brumby's Secret Weapon. Daring Do tossed and turned all night, speculating about the secrets of Cirrostrata and what dangers she could be facing if she found it. She wasn't afraid. The excitement made the blood and adrenaline pump through her veins so intensely that she could think of nothing else until she reached her goal. The idea of the unknown was the most thrilling part of her job. However, one thing was bothering her. Daring was still slightly worried that Cloverpatch would change his mind about helping her. The old stallion seemed just the type to do so, mercurial and grumpy. It was suspiciously fortuitous that he'd come around last night and found her at all, but Daring knew that Ravenhoof's name carried great weight for many ponies. She only used it when she had to. At 6 in the morning, when the dawn was just beginning to break through the foggy glass, she finally fell asleep. It wasn't long until she was awoken by a young pony's voice shouting through the wooden door, "Miss Do, this is your wake-up call." "I'm up," Daring Do hollered back, springing to life and checking her pocket watch in a panic. It was already 8. Thank goodness she had thought to arrange the call. She had just an hour to gather her things and get to Mount Aquelius. It wouldn't take her long to fly there. Her wings were in good shape, even if the rest of her felt exhausted. The snow-tipped peak of Mount Aquelius came into sight, and Daring realised she hadn't asked Brumby where exactly they were supposed to meet. There were 11 minutes left on the clock until 9, but before she could start to fret, she caught a glimpse of a massive silvery balloon. The structure was inflating slowly, and Brumby stood next to it, pumping air with an ancient-looking contraption hooked to a big tank. It was the shape of an oblong egg, with a small fin and rudder at the back. A wooden gondola sat at the bottom, but it was still mostly covered by material. "Is that an airship?" Daring Do marvelled as she found her footing on the ground.
"Sure is,"
answered Brumby, a sense of pride evident in his voice.
"Over 100 years old and she still works. Well, I think she does. I have to admit it's been quite a long time since we took a ride."
He pumped more air through the compressor and it made a whistling sound.
"It's amazing."
Daring Do reached out a hoof to touch the silvery material. It glittered in the sunlight.
"She's called the Reflector. You'll see why soon enough."
Daring Do had read about airships in her Encyclopedia Equestria, but they were rare these days. The Aeronaut Society pin on Brumby's lapel in the old picture flashed into Daring's mind, and it now made sense how Cloverpatch had explored so many areas as an Earth pony. Over the years, Earth ponies and unicorns had developed lots of ways to join the Pegasi in flight, and this was his. So this is how he'd gotten to Cirrostrata.
"Before I take you there, I need you to agree to do something for me."
Brumby reached inside his tan trench coat and pulled out a white envelope.
"All I ask is that if you make it into Cirrostrata, you deliver this letter."
"Seems easy enough." Daring took the letter from him with a shrug. "All right."
"If for any reason you do not get it to its intended recipient, you are to destroy the letter."
Brumby grabbed Daring's shoulder and met her eyes.
"Do not read it. Understand?"
There was an odd desperation in his voice. She could hardly say no to the pony. After all, they needed each other.
"Of course. Brumby,
old pal," Daring assured with a nod. His face broke into a slight smile. "Can you tell me about the treasure, the halo?"
"I don't know much, but I can tell you what I do know. This isn't going to be easy. You know that, right?
Daring smiled. I like a challenge.
Let's go, you insane Pegasus.
He put on a pair of brass weatherproof goggles and motioned for her to do the same.
I sure hope Ravenhoof wouldn't send me some pony who wasn't ready for this.
I've never been more ready for anything, said Daring Do, and she meant it.